Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, ICE agents get a mixed reception at Atlanta's airport. A judge and a prosecutor express doubt about the murder charge against a Georgia mother arrested after an alleged abortion. And state senators have passed a bill that could make daylight saving time permanent in Georgia.
The evidence that this system does what it was originally intended to do is weak at best, but the evidence that it disrupts people's lives, that is overwhelming.
Today is Tuesday, March 24th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. As travelers continue to face long security lines at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, the response to the deployment of ICE agents there is mixed. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
On Monday, during a lull in massive lines, most ICE agents at Hartsfield patrolled security lines rather than directly help TSA officers, who remain unpaid under a partial government shutdown. The presence of federal agents made Sam Rosales, on his second day of travel, feel uneasy.
It's very unsettling to have them, you know, in the presence of, you know, everyday stuff. Not really protecting borders in Atlanta.
Outside the airport, about 40 people protested against the deployment of ICE, including Atlanta City Councilperson Kelsey Bond, who also denounced the construction of an ICE detention center in Social Circle.
We want to be proactive and send a message before there's a massive ICE deployment here.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens said ICE agents will report directly to TSA officers as long as they're here. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis.
Atlanta-based Delta Airlines is suspending its special services for members of Congress as the partial shutdown continues to cause long lines at airports nationwide, GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Delta's special services program includes airport escorts and red coat services for members of Congress. The airline's capital desk that helps members book flights remains open, but the other services are paused during the shutdown. In a statement, a Delta spokesperson said, quote, next to safety, Delta's number one priority is taking care of our people and customers, which has become increasingly difficult in the current environment. Delta says the suspension is due to strain on resources during the partial government shutdown that began February 14th. This week, over 37% of TSA agents at the Atlanta airport have called out, causing hours-long security wait times for passengers. Last week, the Senate voted to stop allowing members of Congress to skip security lines, but they have yet to reach a deal to end the partial shutdown. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
A state judge and a state prosecutor in Southeast Georgia are expressing doubt about the case against a 31-year-old mother arrested earlier this month for an alleged illegal abortion. Camden County's Alexia Moore is the first Georgia mother to be charged with murder under the state's strict abortion law. GPB media partner The Current reports that in her first court appearance yesterday, she was granted bail of $1. The judge was skeptical the state could secure a conviction. Prosecutor said the charge was problematic and brought by the Kingsland Police Department without his office's support. Moore could be seen crying through the lengthy proceeding. State senators have passed a bill that could make daylight saving time permanent in Georgia. The legislation approved overwhelmingly yesterday would shift the state from the Eastern time zone to the Atlantic time zone. Doing it that way would avoid having to get an act of Congress. It would require only the approval of the U.S. Secretary of Transportation. Cornelia Republican State Senator Beau Hatchett says the twice-annual time change disrupts sleep, productivity, and safety.
The evidence that this system does what it was originally intended to do is weak at best. But the evidence that it disrupts people's lives, that is overwhelming.
The Atlantic time zone includes Nova Scotia and Puerto Rico and is 2 hours ahead of neighboring Alabama. The bill now goes to the State House for more consideration. Commissioners in Northwest Georgia's Floyd County will meet tonight, a day after a fire destroyed the county's historic courthouse. No one was injured in the swift-moving blaze, and fire officials are still investigating its cause. Former county chairman Wright Bagby says the county now will have to find a new home for several county functions. That includes the offices of the tax commissioner and the tax assessor.
Other most important things are figuring out if anything is salvageable and the building can be salvaged, because I hope it will. That will turn out to be the case. I'm not sure that's possible right now, but you don't want to lose your history, and that's a strong part of our history.
He called the landmark's loss a tragedy for the community. The building in downtown Rome dates to 1892. Proceedings at the more modern Floyd County Courthouse next door have been postponed until tomorrow at the earliest. 9 original founding-era documents from the National Archives arrived in Atlanta yesterday. GPB's Devin's Wald reports Atlanta is the second destination in an 8-city traveling exhibit commemorating the country's 250th anniversary.
A Senate markup of the Bill of Rights from 1789 and an 1823 engraving of the Declaration of Independence are 2 of the 9 documents that flew in on the Freedom Plane. And the public can view the documents starting Friday at the Atlanta History Center in Buckhead. Sheffield Hale, Center President and CEO, says it's fitting that Atlanta was chosen for this exhibition.
Today, Atlanta's become an emblem of the 21st century South, one that is dynamic and forward-looking. A city that has spent generations doing the hard work of attempting to meet the ideals first set forth on paper 250 years ago.
Hale says 14,000 people have already registered with the Atlanta History Center to view the documents. They'll be on display from March 27th until April 12th. For GPB News, I'm Devin Zwald.
The Georgia Ports Authority says its new inland port in northeast Georgia will open on May 4th. The $134 million project in Gainesville is aimed at strengthening connections by rail to the Port of Savannah and reducing truck traffic on Georgia's highways. The project was announced in 2023. The Atlanta Braves have reached a multi-year agreement with Spectrum Cable to carry the new Braves Vision channel. The network is expected to air more than 140 games in 2026, excluding those reserved for national broadcasts and select streaming platforms. In addition to live games, Braves Vision will feature pregame and postgame coverage, with its first broadcast scheduled for opening day on Friday against the Kansas City Royals. Fans within the team's broadcast territory can also subscribe to a direct-to-consumer streaming option, priced at about $20 a month or nearly $100 a year, with no blackout restrictions. The team says additional distribution announcements, including other cable and streaming partners, are expected in the coming days. Singer India Arie makes a rare live appearance this week to celebrate the 25th anniversary of her debut album, Acoustic Soul. GPB's Christy York Wooten has more.
In early 2001, there was a burgeoning Atlanta music scene with sunny rhythms and community voices that together created a sonic portrait of the city in a pre-9/11, pre-social media world. For India Arie, it was simple. This sound was Acoustic Soul, captured in the essence of her debut album.
We were a collective of young people on the same wavelength, and later we would end up being called Neo Soul. And in that era, it was really beautiful because we were just learning. We were pretty much fresh out of high school, and the pressure wasn't on yet. And so it was just all about the craft and learning how to be in community with people, learning how to be friends, and just learning everything new. But with the backdrop of us all being very serious about our music.
Acoustic Soul included hits like Brown Skin and earned India 7 Grammy nominations, including Album of the Year and Song of the Year for Vidian. She wrote several songs with her late collaborator Blue Miller, like Back to the Middle and this one, Ready for Love.
I am ready for.
At its best, when you're writing songs with somebody, you want them to think of things you would have never thought about, but that feel exactly like something you should have thought about. And Blue did that all the time. But Come Back to the Middle was a moment, and then there's that round part. Come back, come back, come back to the middle, that piece that goes round. I remember he came in the studio and sang, what about this? And I was just like, oh, he is my favorite.
Acoustic Soul features interludes where India pays homage to her musical heroes and African culture, with shout-outs to Marvin Gaye, Donnie Hathaway, and more.
This is in remembrance of our ancestors.
I learned the beauty and the value in calling on your ancestors when I was about 18, because I grew up around, like, the Pan-African community. There was that movement towards African spirituality and how we can integrate it into our lives as Black Americans. And so when I was making Acoustic Soul, it was the hardest thing I had ever done in my life up to that point. The teachings that were inherent in being a part of that culture were, when times get hard, call on them. And so doing it musically just ended up being a me thing, this confluence of all the things that I was.
And of course, she included a dedication to one of her favorite musicians of all time, Stevie Wonder.
You got so much soul, to put it plain and simple. You are wonderful.
that was something that I did, was like, I could be the first person to do this, because Stevie Wonder to me was, he is still the epitome of a lot of things around music and culture and where music and spirituality meet. And like, he was a blueprint for a lot of us, still is. And I remember thinking, I could do that first. I need to do this before somebody else does it. Like, that song was definitely that.
India says she rarely looks back, but honoring acoustic soul is making her take stock of her life and career in a new way.
Maybe this is like psychologically when you can start to look back. It just dawned on me the other day that somebody who's 40 years old was a teenager when Acoustic Soul came out. Like, I'm still processing what it means, but I'm happy to take all my flowers. And maybe at 25 years, I can.
India Arie performs Acoustic Soul in its entirety with the ATL Collective at Atlanta's Center Stage Theater on March 29th and April 3rd. For GPB News, I'm Christy York-Wood in Atlanta.
And that is a wrap on this Tuesday edition of Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you come back tomorrow. Subscribe to this podcast and you won't miss a thing. And check gpb.org/news for updates. We're also always posting news stories there. That's gpb.org/news. And you could be the source of our latest story. You never know. We'd love to hear about what's going on in your community. So email us at georgiatoday@gpb.org. That's also where you can send feedback about this podcast. Again, georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.